Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast brought to you by the great new site, StarTours2Live.com. We're getting down to crunch time. May 20th is quickly approaching, and you need to have one place to go to get all of your Star Tours 2.0 information. Right now, if you check out StarTours2Live.com, you're going to get all of the information you need surrounding the imminent opening of the new Star Tours 2.0 attraction. You can also get the new Wait Time app, which is absolutely free, which will give you push notifications of all soft openings. Check them out over at www.StarTours2Live.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 330 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Thank you so much for downloading the show today and always supporting our podcast. We really appreciate your time, and let's get into talking some Disney. Joining me today from a Disney World After All.com and the co-editor of the Magically Speaking e-newsletter and proud owner of a new surge protector slash router, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Yes, it is official. I have a new surge protector. So hopefully, you know, when we do the live shows or these shows, and you guys don't hear that the mess ups here, but that when my refrigerator comes on, the internet stays on. And so far, so good. So
yeah, it's like we have that old sixth grade joke, is your refrigerator running? But we actually have to ask that to Ricky every time we record.
Right, exactly. It's really sad.
All right, nice. So we'll see how that holds out today.
Exactly.
All right. Also joining us from down in the wonderful state of Florida, where we are heading in mere days, you know, about 30, 40 days, a bunch of us are heading down. We have Debbie. What's up, Debbie?
Hey, hello, everybody. Guess what I did? This is so cool. I bought that puzzle, you know, the Magic Kingdom. They've got a lot of the new celebration things for the Magic Kingdom's birthday, and they have this really cool, cute little tiny suitcase, and inside is this 1,000-piece puzzle. And I put the puzzle together.
And I don't think I've ever put a puzzle together.
Let me tell you, I even counted the pieces twice to make sure I had 1,000 and not 999. And, you know, so I get it, the whole puzzle, and I decoupaged it, and I've got a backing on it. I now get to hang it up in my Disney office. It is so cool. Yeah.
That's a cool souvenir.
That is.
I know. It is so awesome, guys. I mean, I'm very, very proud of myself. It came out so good.
So now everybody that wants to have this to hang up, just buy the puzzle, send it to Debbie. She'll put it together for you.
And she'll put it together, yeah.
Nominal charge, and
no,
you'll be set.
No, I didn't say that.
Nice. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Friday, Pam.
Happy Friday and happy day after Cinco de Mayo.
Woo! She had a little too much margarita.
I know. Did you see? I slurred my words there. I knew what I wanted to say, but I just couldn't say it. So anyways, yes. And we're coming into Mother's Day weekend, which at my house gets celebrated all weekend long, just like Father's Day does. But, you know, we carry the celebration throughout. So that's how it should be, right?
Yeah, that's how it has to be. Take care of those mothers because they always take care of us.
Exactly.
And we're actually 2 days past, you know, Star Wars Day, because May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
I had to say it one more time.
Right?
So, yes,
we had
exactly.
A lot of things to celebrate this week.
That's right.
We did.
We're celebrating more than Disney. Anyway. All right. So today we're going to do another one of our restaurant reviews, and we're going to head to a resort over to Disney's Wilderness Lodge and talk about Whispering Canyon Cafe, one of the more fun restaurants. I think it's kind of akin to a 50s primetime experience to me when I think about this restaurant. So right off the bat, Pam, we're talking about Whispering Canyon. What comes to mind, like, right away?
Yeehaw!
Nice.
I don't know. It's just a fun place. I mean, really, I like it because, of course, you know, you walk into the Wilderness Lodge and you always hear it. There's always some kind of commotion going on. Yep. There's people having a good time. You know, that's what comes to my mind when I think of Whispering Canyon.
All right, Debbie, what about you? First thing you think about?
Energetic. Lots of energy, lots of fun. You feel like you've got to be a part of that sometime during your stay when you're there.
Absolutely. And again, it's one of those places that I think that the waiters and waitresses, they play a role in as part of a show more than just bringing you out your food. Like in some other restaurants, it's more of just getting your order right, bringing it to you, you know, in a prompt fashion. Here, every waiter or waitress I've had bring you right into the experience.
Exactly. Absolutely.
All right, Ricky, what do you think first thing?
You know, I think that everybody has said pretty good explanations of it. Mine is kind of like utter mayhem because it really is. It's one of those places where you have to know, go into it. It's like 50, as you said, Mike, because you have to go into it knowing that you're going to have a good time. And, sometimes it's at your significant other's expense, and that's that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, so now, do you go there, Ricky, more for the food or for the atmosphere?
You know, it's kind of both. The first time I went there, it was more for the food. And, you know, even sitting down the last time that I went, it was originally just for the food. Because, I don't really do the game type stuff that they do, you know, there, because there's lots of things that you can do, which I'm sure we'll talk about, to kind of enhance your experience. But this last time that we were there, you know, the waitress, she really had a good time with us, and she really got into her role and really had fun, you know, even putting Brian in the corner, you know. And so, you know, it was so much fun. And so this next time I go, which I'm so excited about, I think I will go more for the entertainment value than anything else.
Absolutely. I think you got to go into this one kind of with your eyes wide open like you do with 50s and understand that, you know, the waitresses and waiters are going to poke fun at you, and you got to kind of understand that you're part of the show. They're trying to make it, you know, an experience more than just a meal. I mean, I've had great food there. I always get the same thing, which we'll talk about the food items here in just a little bit, but it's definitely one of those places that you go, and I mean, it kind of starts even when you're called, you know, boom, you're part of it. You see things going on in the restaurant. It's very, like you said, energetic, wild, and crazy. So, you know, I think you got to, you know, be ready for that. So do you think this is someplace, Ricky, you would take somebody who's real shy and quiet? Could they do a meal here? I mean, what do you think?
I think you can go here if you're shy and quiet. You have to, you know, the waiters and waitresses kind of feel your mood when you're there. So if you act like you're going to have a good time with them, they will have a good time with you. If you're it's kind of like a character meal. If you're there for just the food, just the eats, they notice that, and they will more than likely ease up on you and not play as much with you. So I think you're fine going there if you are more of a shy person. Just, you know, kind of let your waitstaff know that you're not really there to play.
True. And I, you know, just want to point that out because some people may be like, oh man, that's just totally not me. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want attention brought to me, but I think anybody could have a good time here, whether you're, you know, the person that's kind of center stage with all the jokes. But I mean, I know that I've, you know, just been eating my meal and people two tables over, they're having a great time with them. And for me, that's just as much fun too, just seeing, you know, maybe a honeymooning couple, you know, that they're making them do something. You know, I think it's fun just watching the stuff too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So, you know, let's kind of talk about some of the things we really enjoy about this restaurant, you know, that gets us to come back because we're all going to eat here the night before the cruise, big group. And I think this is a great place to take a group, honestly, because of the atmosphere.
I'm scared at how, you know, because we're going to have so many people. I'm so scared at how this is going to go over.
I know, but I think it's one of the better places. I think they can handle the crowd well, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, one of the reasons I say that you should give this place a shot is that you're near the Magic Kingdom, and this gives you an opportunity, two things. During a busy Magic Kingdom day, it gives you an excuse to leave the Magic Kingdom, leave the crowds, get out, you know, take a boat over to the Wilderness Lodge, kind of get you a chance to relax and unwind out on the water. And also, it gives you an excuse to go to the Wilderness Lodge. And if you're not staying there, which I've never stayed here, I love going to this resort. It's beautiful. I mean, I want to spend time here. So having a meal there is the best way to get over there. So that's one of the reasons I would go to this restaurant. So Pam, you know, if you were going to encourage somebody to go to Whispering Canyon, what would you tell them? You know, why is this a good choice?
Well, I mean, for a lot of the reasons that you always mention, the fact that it is great for a crowd. And, you know, it's great for, I think a lot of people travel with extended family or friends. And I think that this is something that everyone will enjoy. I also would tell people to go here because they have a menu that I think has a lot of things that would appeal to a lot of guests. you know, they have an all-you-can-eat kind of option, but then they also have a la carte options, and there seem to be a lot of choices there. So I think that's another reason to go to. I know we'll talk about the food in a bit, but, and again, like you mentioned, the Wilderness Lodge, whether you're going there for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you're going to be able to walk around and enjoy the lodge, and make sure that you do that because there's just so much to see there. So I think that people really will enjoy the atmosphere too.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're scheduling your day and you have a meal, you know, it could be breakfast, it could be, I believe they have lunch, and I know they have dinner.
Yeah.
So I think they have all three. When you're there, don't just block out like, okay, we have an hour and a half to eat and then we're going to be back. You know, like Pam just said, please set aside at least one more hour just to walk around, see the geyser out by the pool, and see, you know, take the boat ride, and, you know, you don't have to go up by bus or drive there. Enjoy the transportation. The Wilderness Lodge is awesome. Go over to the Villas, too, and see the, I know they renamed it, what's it, the Colewood Room now, or I think they changed the name of the Iron Spike or
Carolwood. Pacific Room.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what they renamed it.
There's so much of that cool stuff that you go to Disney for. Don't be so worried about getting back into the park that you're going to miss out on. You know, the Wilderness Lodge has 100 great things to do. You know, walk around, look at the totem poles, just lots to do there. So, Debbie, how would you describe this to somebody? You know, we've kind of jumped in as though people know what this looks like, but what's the theme here and what's it kind of look like for folks that haven't seen it?
I think it's real rustic, kind of cowboyish. So it automatically puts you in a mood to where you can just be yourself. You don't feel like you're having to kind of sit up straight and make sure your napkin's on your lap nice and tidy. It's a place where you know you're going to have fun. And it's a place where you know you can wear your hair down and make the most of it.
Absolutely. It's kind of the opposite of like a Grand Floridian to me. I mean, it's like the opposite extreme to me. You know, you mentioned that, you know, about the napkin and stuff where you walk into this place, you see lots of red bandanas. You see, and we'll talk about this shortly, but you'll see like the wooden horses that are like the stick horses. I mean, you see them everywhere.
Yeah,
you see,
my friend had to ride one.
Nice. You see, you know, the kind of like picnic style tablecloths and stuff. I mean, it's just, you're drinking out of mason jars. It's so fun because even for those folks like me who live in a suburb, you know, I never get to experience this. I mean, there's really no restaurants around here in St. Louis that have this theme at all. There's a place called Bandanas. It's kind of like that. It's like a barbecue joint. But I think it's very unique, even though it's, you know, truly an American experience. We don't have this in America very much, do you think, Deb?
Rarely. There are some places, but they're so rare. And again, Disney always pluses everything, Mike, as you know. So on that same level, I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even though I think, you know, people not from the United States would say, oh, this is what an American restaurant looks like. Not really.
No.
You know, it's more like McDonald's.
Not
but
really.
McDonald's and Taco Bell. But so, Ricky, let's get into the food. And I know we have the menus all pulled up. We're on the Mouse for Less checking that out. You know, what stands out? I always get the skillet, and I'll talk about that here in a minute. But I mean, what are some, like, what would you expect if you go here, let's say for dinner first, and we can get into breakfast in a little bit?
What would I expect to like to order?
I mean, what's good on the menu? What could people expect? I mean, obviously,
Okay.
it's a meat eating
like
kind of place.
I'm a fan of the skillet, but you know, looking at the menu, I think this next time they actually have some really. This is one of those places where I think if I went there, I would have a really hard time deciding what I wanted because they have things like pot roast, which I love pot roast. They have meatloaf and marinated grilled pork loin, which sounds amazing. And of course, they have some pasta dishes like a chicken vegetable penne pasta. And you have to have a steak. So they have a grilled New York steak and then they have a whiskey maple glazed trout. Which I have to tell you, a majority of those things sounds pretty darn good to me right now. So I would really have a hard time if I was not getting the skillet. Personally, I would have a very hard time deciding what I wanted to eat here.
Yeah, I mean, everything here is very robust and meaty, and you know,
it's definitely meat. Yes,
I mean,
a lot of it
this
oriented.
Absolutely. I mean, this is definitely a carnivores type restaurant. You know, it's not going to be something for a vegetarian. Although I'm sure that the chef there could accommodate very well, with like they do at all Disney restaurants. But you know, like we mentioned, the skillet, and that's the all you can eat option. And it comes with pork ribs, pulled pork, oven roasted chicken, brisket, mashed potatoes, cowboy beans, like baked beans, corn on the cob. I mean, this thing, and you think you're, you know, it's all you can eat. But the thing is they bring you out one and it's like, you're a man if you can eat this thing. I mean, it is huge. I've never had to get extras. I mean, it's all you care to eat. But really, It is a ton of food. So looking at the menu, what do you think, Debbie? I mean, what stands out to you?
Oh, gosh, one of everything. I think one thing that I think is so cool, I love the way that they theme it, like the Western chips and dips, or you've got the Sheriff's Shakes. I love the way they've themed it with the restaurant. It's not just like a normal shake.
And those shakes are all you care to drink, too.
Yeah.
So you like, yeah, that's like dessert in itself right there, because, yeah, that's a lot of shake. And they're good shakes, too, there.
Yeah, that would sell me. But I'm a meat and potatoes kind of gal, and I would love that grilled New York strip. Yummo. And the sweet potato fries, oh, gosh, double help me on those. You know, I'll share, but I want a double helping of those.
Nice. Oh, good. I'll eat those off your plate, then. I'll just have all of them.
Bye.
All right, Pam, so looking at the menu, what's something people should give a shout to?
Well, so we had been here recently, and of course we got the skillet, and I will say that we talked around the table after we were done, and some of the things that we were most pleased with, although we loved it all, were the pulled pork, which was absolutely, it was just so good. It was really moist, and we all really loved that, and we loved the beef brisket that was on the skillet, too. And then the salad, I know, I always pick some weird thing that people are like, what is she doing?
Gosh, we have a salad, yeah.
No, but with the skillet, you also get a mixed green salad with an apple vinaigrette. And I will tell you that this apple vinaigrette is just one of those dressings that you're like, oh, man, I think you could put that on just about anything and it would make it taste good. So that was really a standout for us as well. I've also heard on... from different guests who've been there, that the penne pasta, which I think is the thing that they will give you as a choice, if you want the vegetarian meal, they'll just hold the chicken, was really good. And when I was looking over the menu, I thought that one of the appetizers, although we've never gotten it because we've always got the skillet, some of them looked good too. There were, you know, there's like a combination platter, which had pork spring roll and smoked trout lettuce wraps. And I thought, huh, that's kind of interesting because it's sort of keeping with the theme with the trout lettuce wraps and the pork spring rolls, but it's kind of a new twist on those things. And I know I can picture Hannah, if she was about, you know, 5 years younger, or probably even now, she would have been like, I don't want anything for dinner. I just want the chips and dip.
Yep.
Which is just tortilla chips with a bowl of salsa and queso. Yep. Hello.
There you go.
Actually, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. So, I mean, there's some great choices on that menu.
There are. And that's the problem. Like, we've never gotten an appetizer because I always get the skillet and it's like, you know, it's all you can eat. It's a ton of food. You don't really need it, you know, so... It's one of those things. I mean, but there are a lot of good appetizers. I look at the menu. I mean, you have, you can get, you know, beans, chicken and white bean soup. Like you said, the chips and dip, that's going to be big with the kids, because if you have a picky kid, just let them get that for dinner, you know, and that's kind of a compromise, because then wherever you go, you know, later on in the evening, if they get hungry again, just get them something, you know, quick service at a theme park, you know, that way you don't have to have that fight.
Plus, they're getting their veggies. I mean, that comes with salsa.
Right, salsa, yeah. And they're getting cheese and queso. Cheese.
Yeah, it's vacation. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's what you got to look at.
It's corn and the tortilla. Exactly.
It's a complete meal, vegetables. Actually.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
All right, so Ricky, quickly go through the desserts, because I'll tell you what, I've never had a dessert here. I've had a shake, and those shakes are awesome, but I mean, I leave this place, I can't hardly breathe or walk or anything I'm so full. Never had a dessert. So, but what are there for folks that might be curious?
I have had the desserts here, and they are good. And the best advice I have is, when you're on the dining plan, and if you're in a place like this that's not in the theme parks, you can usually ask for your dessert to go sometimes, so they will give that to you. But anyway, so they have a Kahlua flavored chocolate cake, which sounds really good. S'mores cheesecake, and we all know how much we love s'mores in the BOGP family.
That's right.
And it's good too. Of course, they have a no sugar added dish, which is the seasonal berry dome. A deep dish bourbon pecan pie, which sounds so good too. I know, like I saw that and I'm like, dude, that
man, all these things you can get snockered off of.
That may be in my tummy. Hey, that's okay. And then they have apple caramel pie, and of course regular ice cream, and a seasonal fruit plate. But who wants the fruit?
That's for like, you know, if that's your one like good dessert, you're like, I'm going to be good today, like in air quotes. And you get that one day, then the other 6 days you can get something chocolate.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I'll get the deep dish bourbon pecan pie any day over the seasonal plate.
And you'll apparently get snookered, as Debbie said.
Yes, I will.
Smockered,
okay.
Smockered, S-N-O.
Another Debbie-ism right there for the forums. Gotta love it.
Her biscuits are burning.
That's right. And that would be appropriate in a place like this. I think that's something that may have been heard there once before.
If the biscuits were burning here, that you may not want to eat them.
Nice. All right. So let's kind of wrap this up with a couple things. Like, let's talk value, you know, perceived value here as opposed to the other Disney restaurants, you know, table service restaurants, not signature restaurants. And then let's talk about some of the special stuff that they do that maybe enhance your experience, we could say. So, Pam, what's your opinion on value here? You know, maybe on the dining plan or off the dining plan? What do you think?
Well, so on the dining plan, I think that if you're ordering the skillet at $28.49 a person, they do frequently let you get the smoothie or, you know, the shakes as your drink. Or sorry, the smoothies, mm-hmm. I think, as your drink.
No, the shakes too, I think.
The shakes too. I think sure they do Brian, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got a shake.
And those... Right, the all-you-can-drink shakes at $6.39. So, I mean, you're going to be able to get a good value if you're on the dining plan. If you're not on the dining plan, I think you're still getting a decent value because you don't have to order the skillet. Now, the skillet at $28, I think is still kind of bargain-ish at Disney World because of all the food choices that you get and the amount of food you get. But their entrees are really reasonable, and there's really not much over $20. They're hitting about the $19 mark, most of them. And I think for a Disney table service restaurant, that is probably a little less than average at a lot of sit-down restaurants.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I think about 20, 25 is average,
yeah,
I think.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're going to have some good choices here either way. And we know you're going to have good food and we know you're going to have a good time. So I wouldn't hesitate regardless.
And this place is pretty consistent too, because they're not doing something that's really over the top, hard to prepare. I mean, these things are, you know, honestly, probably pretty simple preparations. So it mm-hmm. lends itself to being a more consistent experience, I think, as far as your food. You know, it's, the skillets, they make those all day, every day. They know how to do that. There's nothing special. You know, again, I think the prices look high when you look at them sitting at home 6 months out before your trip, but you got to put into perspective that you're going to eat at Disney. You have to eat. And, you know, this is kind of on par. And like you said, Pam, maybe slightly below par to some of the other table service places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think, Deb?
You know, Mike, like you said, it just, it's so true. You don't see this kind of a restaurant on your local street corner. This is a very unique dining experience, so why not pay a little bit more for something that you can take back with years of fun memories to chew back with? And I just think it's fabulous. I think the prices are a little at times, but for the experience that you're going to get, I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, and I think this is where when you have the dining plan, and again,
yes,
you know, the dining plan, some people don't like it because if you don't use every credit or, you know, stuff like that, that it can be perceived that you're paying for stuff that you're not getting, you're being overcharged. The dining plan, the joy for me about the dining plan is that I go to this place and I never once look at the prices of anything. I just get what I want, what's included with the plan. I'll get an entree, I'll get a drink, you know, I'll get a dessert, and that's good. And the thing is, I think that's what's great about it. It's all prepaid. It's already been paid as part of my package. So I think that takes a lot of pressure off the, you know, the day of kind of experience. Like, I'm not thinking, oh, this thing was $28.99, the skillet. You know, like, it's already, yeah, you know, it's just like, I ordered it. So it's part of my vacation. It makes it more all-inclusive. So, Ricky, as we wrap this up, what are some of those things that you may want to do to make the experience, let's say, better in air quotes?
More exciting.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing is, you know, just have fun with the wait staff. I think that that's one of the biggest things that you can do is, you know, let them know that you're there for a good time. Of course, the one major thing that you can do here is ask for ketchup. You know, it's always a fun experience when they start yelling ketchup. So, yeah, that's fun. Which thankfully I have never asked for, but I have a feeling that the ketchup will be at our table at some point or another in June. So, you know, you can, ask for a large drink and they will bring you a very large drink, or you can also claim that your straw is not long enough, things like that. And, you know, you can just do other things, you know, like tell them we're telling you into Universal that day, or, you know, wear something from Universal or SeaWorld, or, you know, other things like that. So I, those are the things that I know for sure I've seen in person. So
yeah, just go with the flow, you know, play, if your waiter says something, just play it up. I mean, if you want to, if you don't want to, don't do that. But again, it's one of those things that could make your experience better. You know, definitely if you go here, don't forget to bring the camera, because a lot of times maybe we're going out to dinner and we don't bring a camera because we're not thinking, you know, it's a night at the theme parks. But you can get some of your better pictures from your vacation, honestly, at restaurants like this.
Mm-hmm. True story.
So make sure you don't leave that. So we didn't touch on breakfast. We said we would real quick. Pam, have you done breakfast here?
I have. And we actually had a really great breakfast here. It, again, has an all-you-can-eat option. And it has some really good choices on there. Just something different. And, again, it's more of the comfort food thing. But I have a family who, you know, can't believe that I don't make a sausage and gravy and biscuits every morning. I mean, I don't know where they think we live. But they're sure they're going to wake up every morning. And, of course, that's what I would have made for them. And so anywhere we can get that, they're happy people. But they have some good choices. I think that their waffles are really good. They have some nice omelets. And you know, again, we always go with the skillet. I mean, they have the Canyon skillet, and it has scrambled eggs, and it has red potatoes and bacon and waffles and buttermilk biscuits. And, of course, that sausage gravy. So that's what we always get.
Yeah, see, I mean, how can you go wrong with that right there? I mean, that's the perfect breakfast.
I know, right?
Man, I'm telling you. So I think you can all tell that we're big fans of this restaurant. It's definitely one of those places. Wilderness Lodge is beautiful. It gives you an excuse to go over and check out another resort if you're not staying there. Again, get away from the crowds. It's a good time to do this maybe on your Magic Kingdom day. You know, have a dinner here. Get you out of the, you know, maybe go 5 o'clock. It'll get you out of the park there in the middle of the day. Have a good dinner. Go back, see the parade, see Wishes, all that good stuff. So we hope that you enjoyed today's show. Now, we want to hear what you think about Whispering Canyon Cafe, because we know a lot of you have been there. So share your stories over on our forums at brguestpodcast.com/forums. And again, let us know what you think about this, because we have lots of new listeners who maybe have never been to this restaurant and need some advice. So please do that this weekend. So again, I want to thank you so much for downloading our show. The numbers lately have just been going crazy with downloads. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners who've joined us over the past couple of months. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Hope you're enjoying all the past episodes. And again, always let us know what you think, because we want to always bring you the topics that you want to hear. And there's a couple ways you can do that. You can do it on Twitter over at twitter.com/BeOurGuestMike. And now on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. So thank you for that, Ricky.
Not a problem. It's, you know, we've had the site for a while. I just officially named it, which is good. So yay.
That's right.
So like now all schmancy.
Yes, we are. I mean, look at that. We have like a site like everybody else. So it's like facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Very simple. Come on over. We have lots of folks in the group there. We love talking there. But if you've ever, you know, like been like, they should do a show on this, let us know. We'd love to do a show on your topic, so please let us know that. You can call in anytime on our voicemail. It's 407-413-WDW5, and we'll be using that number on our live show, which is going to be on May 15th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, over on MagicalMouseRadio.com. So make your plans. We need you there for the May live show. Lots of fun stuff. And don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by the great site StarTours2Live.com. This is the week right now. This is, like I said, crunch time. Star Tours 2.0 could open for soft openings. It might be open right now while we're podcasting. I mean, I could be missing out on a chance to go to Hoth or to go to Kashish. I mean, Ricky, haven't you always wanted to go to Kashish?
That sounds like you just sneezed.
I was going to say, that's a stomach
sneeze. Or it's illegal.
Right, exactly.
It's the home of the Wookiees.
I don't even know what Kashish is.
It's where Chewbacca's from and all the Wookiees.
I got nothing.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
So anyway, hopefully some of our folks out there will love Star Tours. Get ready for the opening. But really, you can get the free app that's going to, you know, give you push notifications for soft openings of Star Tours Live, the new 2.0 version. So check them out. Again, it's www.StarTours2Live.com. So thanks again for downloading our show. We hope that you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike saying have a great weekend, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.